When the shooting began yesterday, head football coach Willis May was in his office. He was meeting with four of his players and a couple of college recruiters. May's school walkie-talkie was on during the meeting.
I heard the shot, the first shot, and I heard on the radio somebody said, "Is that a firecracker?" And assistant coach, Coach Fysand, said, I heard him say, "That's no firecracker." And then Mr. Porter, one of our administrators, comes on hollering, code red, we're in a code red," which means complete lockdown.
Well, May locked his office, but he wanted to know what was happening, and he wanted to help. He knew his colleagues, Chris Hickson, the school's athletic director, and Aaron Feist, who was an assistant football coach and also a security guard, that they would be trying to deal with whatever was happening. So Coach May left his office, but he couldn't find his colleagues.
So I went back in the office. When I went back in the office to check on the kids and the two college coaches, they had told me they seen the kid walk across our window.
The kid was the shooter. May later found out that athletic director Chris Hickson didn't make it. And the last time Willis May heard from his assistant coach, Aaron Feist, was over that walkie-talkie. He says Feist was killed trying to shield a student from the gunman.
From what I was told, Coach Feist jumped in front of her and kind of was trying to push her back to get between her and the evil, and I guess he got shot right then.
How long had you worked with him?
6 years. 6 years. He's been at the school. He graduated there, and he's been an assistant coach ever since he graduated.
Oh, he was a student and graduated 6 years ago.
He was a student there, yes, ma'am.
From what you know of him, having worked with him, does it surprise you to learn that he apparently died trying to shield students?
No, ma'am. No, that's what he did. Chris Hickson, too. Both of them. No, that's what they do. They're great men. They're just, that's how they were. I mean, everybody loved them. Everybody trusted them. Everybody knew that they were protecting them. And people say that they're a hero for, they're a hero every day. Them guys are a hero every day. If we have a fight in school, they're first there taking care of it. They did that every day. Every day. They're the first there, and that's what they do. And they were wonderful at it.
Chris Hickson, the athletic director, you know, what should we know about him if you were trying to describe
great
him to somebody
man.
Who'd never met
great
him?
Man, great man, great sense of humor, hard worker, very hard worker, family man, loved his family, very proud military guy. He also took over the wrestling job because he loved it. Because he just loved being with them kids. You know, it's hard to be AD and a coach, but he did it because he just loved it so much. And he'd get out there and wrestle with them. And he was a hard guy, but he was very easy to get along with if you just did what you were supposed to do, you know.
Can you give me a sense when you woke up this morning, what was going through your mind, how you're trying to process this and help your students make sense of it?
How can I help? I'm trying to figure out a way I can help my community and help my kids. You know, you can't quit, can't lay down. We got to, you know, keep fighting, get up.
Have your students been calling you?
Yeah. My phone's just crazy with former students.
And what are they asking?
If I'm okay. Yeah, you know, is Coach Fox's family okay? Is there anything they can do? Just checking on me, checking on, asking them if they're okay.
Are you okay? I mean, what's the answer to what they're asking?
I don't know if I am. I'm all right. You know, it's sad. Unbelievably sad.
Coach May, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yep, thank you.
Willis May is the head football coach at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He was remembering his colleagues, Chris Hickson and Aaron Feist, two of the 17 people killed in yesterday's shooting.